This poem is called Strictly Bucolic, and it's a basic poem about utopias. I always enjoyed reading utopian literature, and this is a kind of poem that one day just sort of came out of those many, many readings. As you know, utopias are always pastoral. I mean, there's always a lot of cows there and, sheep. So it's almost like a sort of someone, the speaker in the poem is almost someone who has just found himself or herself in one of these places. And so strictly bucolic. Are these mellifluous sheep? And these the meadows made twice mellifluous by their bleeding? Is that the famous mechanical wind-up shepherd who comes with instructions and service manual? This must be the regulation white fleece, bleached and starched to perfection, and we could be posing for our first communion pictures, except for the nasty horns. I'm beginning to think this might be the Angelic Breeders Association's millennial company picnic, all expenses paid, with a few large black dogs as special guests. These dogs serve as ushers and usherettes. They're always studying the rules, the exigencies of proper deportment when they're not reading Theocritus or wagging their tails at the approach of Theodora, or is it Theodosius, or even Theodoric. They're theomorphic, of course. They theologize. Theogony is their favorite. They also love Theomachy. Now they hand out the blue ribbons. Ah, there is one for everyone. Plus the cauldrons of stinking cabbage and boiled turnips, which don't figure in this idol.